Are you tired of living life according to someone else's standards and not getting the fulfillment that you desire in life? We see most people find their confidence based on what other people say about them or in what others are doing. You see, in this podcast, I want to help you find your inner voice, along with building your own self-confidence, ultimately upgrading who you are. The process of upgrading who you are starts right now. Hey, hey, upgrade community. Stand by for a quick message from my sponsor for today's episode.
I want to talk about love, you know, the love for self. What would the love of self do for other people that surround you? See, I think this is super important that we'll do a lot of stuff and not consciously know what we're doing it for. And we're just doing it. But at the end of the day, we're not 100% happy with what we're doing. We're not 100% happy with some of the things that we got ourselves involved in. And we're not 100% happy with our placement in life. And so, you know, I was at my mastermind group last week. I was talking to just a few people. You know, it's always when they get to this mind block of, you know, I do this, but I want to do that. How do I change that? And look, there's systematic steps to getting there, to doing those things, and to making that happen. But at the end of the day, is what you love, is what you is what you'll pay attention to. The things that you love is the things that you'll treat them differently. And so, think about it. If you really love a parent, a friend, how do you treat them? With respect. Even whenever you guys are disagreeing, you still respect them, you still love them, and you still show the attention as it deserved to them. And so a lot of times, we look past the love of ourselves. And because it seems selfish, I mean, to say that seems extremely selfish. To say that says, you know, I'm only thinking about myself. But you know, you have to. In order to make measurable change, long-lasting change into others, you gotta first love yourself. You see, it's so hard to love other people the way that they need to be loved when you don't properly love yourself. And what does that look like? You see, like this morning, because I love myself, I get up and run because it's important to myself, so I get up and do that. It's important for me to lead people and offer my best self and present my best self to people. So because of that desire in my heart and I love myself, I get up and do it. You see, then I get up and I go and work out after that. Because of my love and my desire to leading other people, I get up and do this video. You see, all of these different things, it's that love that drives me, that compels me to do more. It compels me to be my best self. It compels me to make a difference, not only in myself, but in my immediate surrounding, when I go into the office, you know, when I'm communicating with others, when I'm speaking in large groups, when I'm speaking in small groups, when I'm posting on Facebook and social media. All of these things drive, it's that love that drives that. You see, it's the love that I wake up every morning to go and read and challenge myself mentally and to make sure that I'm presenting my best self every day. You see, it's that love that, you know, those relationships and mindsets and my love for other people, it's that love that drives that. And sometimes it just doesn't take a system. Sometimes it just doesn't take a four-step process. Sometimes it just takes loving yourself. Sometimes it just takes believing in yourself. Sometimes it just takes encouraging yourself. You see, many of us forget about ourselves, but we do so much for others. We give ourselves to so many people and to so many things and to our jobs, our careers. We're thrust ourselves into things that, you know, that our character doesn't take us there or keep us there. Or, we'll get into places that makes us super irritable, all because we want to do something for someone else. All because we want to impress and improve or look good up in somebody else's eyes. You see, we'll get into business deals, we'll get into ventures, and we'll create LLCs, all because we want some affection and love from others. But you see, you can never get the love that you need from others if you don't love yourself. You see, you'll toil, you'll grind, you'll commit to all kinds of things. You'll commit to everything. I mean, you'll open up all kinds of stuff. You'll stay up late at night just so you can get that affirmation from somebody else. But you see, if you don't love yourself, it's never going to be complete. It's never going to be complete. Because if you don't love yourself, then you'll always be looking to somebody else to give it to you. You'll always be doing something to get somebody's attention. You'll always be doing something else, getting yourself busy and involved so that somebody can say something to you to make you feel good. I'm telling you here, the deal is that you must love yourself. That's where it starts. Love yourself. Spend time with yourself. Get to know yourself. Don't be afraid to get in secret, in a closed area, just you and yourself. And think about some of the things that you desire and that you love. Think about some of the things, the goals that you want in life. Think about your dreams that you've had years and years ago that just kind of went deserted. Think about some of the things you want to accomplish and achieve in your life. Think about places you want to live or travel. Think about relationships and how you want it to be in those relationships. Think about your weight and your health of, you know, your desire to live longer, to be with loved ones. See, all of these things you can sit in quiet and think about. Think about what kind of movement you want to make in this world, or what kind of impact you want to make in your community, or what kind of influence you want to have within your friends and your relationships. Maybe it's kids that you wanted. Maybe it's a career or that job that you wanted. But first, you got to sit down with yourself and pay attention to who you are. See, it's in this moment that you begin to define who you are. It's in this moment you begin to start attracting to yourself. It's in this moment you become attractive to your true attributes that only you have that nobody else has. It's in this moment that you identify those unique gifts that God has blessed you with. You see, all of these things are found within you. All of these things are found within you. But you have to discover that. You have to do the mining. You have to do the digging. You see, you have to do these things. You have to commit to self to do these things. I'm telling you guys, it all starts with loving who you are. If you don't love who you are, you won't get out of bed in the morning. If you don't love who you are, you won't be the best self in your relationships. If you don't love who you are, then you'll attract the wrong people around you. If you don't love who you are, then the things that you do on a day-to-day basis will be just for somebody else to tell you how much they love you, or to give you that great comment that you need, or that affirmation that you need. You'll do things that you're not proud of, all because you don't love who you are. So I want to encourage you guys, spend a little time with yourself. Begin to love who you are. Begin to love yourself. And remember, the things that you love, it's the things that you'll treat differently. So if you love yourself, you'll treat yourself differently. If you love yourself, you'll do the things that you need to do. You'll do the things that you know to do. You won't commit yourself into things that you shouldn't be into.
Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. If this message really inspired you, look, I would ask you to please share it or rate it. By you doing this, this really helps me reach millions of people all over the world to help them also upgrade who they are. Again, thank you for listening, and let's continue to upgrade.